I mean, I've blamed some smells that I've made on ghosts before, but it's or frogs.
Like when you fart and someone's in the room with you, you're just like, you guys smell that ghost?
Or I say, do you guys hear that duck? Or oh. Did you hear that frog? Yeah, something like that.
Like ghost frog, though, right? Ghost Otherwise, frog, there's yeah. there's no ghost connection. Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that, talk about scary places. Did you know that you can support this podcast with a monthly donation? It's really simple. Just head over to anchor.fm for more information. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Clay. How are you?
I'm good. Now that I got the beginning of this episode out, you guys will never know it, but it took me about 8 tries to mouth all of that word.
It's a lot of stuff going into your mouth there, and it's hard to, sometimes it's hard to handle it, you know?
Well, the viewers, or audience, I guess, doesn't know this, but English is actually my fifth language.
Your fifth language? What are the other four?
Just, you know, like pirate, British English, like with the accent. I watched Harry Potter and I can like speak like that, and then we got like gangster English. That's a language.
That's Ebonics.
Whatever. I didn't think you were gonna call me out in the middle of the podcast. Really, in the middle of the podcast?
Boom. All right. Well, my friend, it's my turn today, isn't it?
I guess. I mean, we don't really have to, like, take turns, per se. We could just, hey, this is my story. This is your story.
What it's do you my got? Story, then. It's my story today. It's my okay, turn. It's my story.
I'll back
like taking
off.
Turns. Yeah. You'll have your chance soon. I wanted to talk to you about a place that is has been very interesting to me for a very long time. Not too much about the supernatural or scariness about the place, but it's a historical landmark, and it's also in a state that I love and is very dear to me, which is California. In particular, San Diego, which I love San Diego. Ever been to San Diego?
Yes.
It's amazing there. They got some of the best tacos in downtown San Diego you can ever get. I love San Diego.
We used to go to Mission Beach like every year, so I'm very familiar with San Diego.
I'm a big Mission Beach fan, but I like to go places that the tourists don't always go, you know, so. But that's okay. I mean, you do your thing, I'll do mine.
When I was a kid, I went where my parents told me to go.
There you go. There you go. Well, if you're down in San Diego, everybody listening, don't forget to shop local. Go check out a lot of different stuff in San Diego besides Mission Beach. But Mission Beach is badass. I think I can say that. And check out this place. It's called the Whaley House. And it's also in San Diego. It's one of the oldest buildings, and it's a national landmark. I like to give history about the place before I jump right into the scary, unlike you, Clay. So I'm going to give some history first. Is that okay?
Well, I'm just like, welcome to Talk About Scary. Boo! 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 Boo!
Yeah, you biffed it a little bit, but, you know, cold reads are hard. You should have went over the script a few times before you just started reading.
But when your script is boo... You know.
Boo. All right. Well, the history. Okay, the history, yeah. So let's talk about the Whaley House and its history. The Whaley House was the home of Thomas Whaley and his family. The house was built where there once was a graveyard.
Boo!
The house also had Whaley's general store. It was San Diego's second county courthouse at one time and the first commercial theater in San Diego.
You always like to talk about places that, like, shouldn't exist. Like, when you really break it down, like, we did an episode with a a tavern where not only was it like a bar, it was like a bank, and you could sleep there. It was an inn, and I'm pretty sure you might have said it was like a pet salon. I don't know.
But no pet salon
like
there.
Like this place, you know, what you just said, that's not a combination that should exist.
Well, it wasn't a combination in this case. It just at various times in its history, it was all three or four of these things. So, and that's actually a really common thing, especially in the West. Buildings, they would repurpose buildings all the time. And so this is one of the ones that was repurposed. And again, some of the notable ones was like the county courthouse. The theater's not really that significant, but it is kind of cool. Kind of like downtown Phoenix. They repurpose buildings all the time down there. It always goes through these cycles of gentrification. And they sometimes they're theaters and then they're art spaces and then a bunch of bougie people buy it all up and kick all the poor folks out. They make them into hotels and really expensive residences. So it happens a lot, but it did happen back then too. So that's kind of some of the history of the Whaley House as far as like historically. It's been said that it's witnessed more history than any other building in San Diego. The house has frequently been cited as haunted based on strange noises and sights reported by countless numbers of visitors. And in 2005, Life magazine called the Whaley House the most haunted, I'm quoting this, the most haunted house in America. And then shortly after the Whaley family moved in, they told the San Diego Union they heard heavy footsteps in the house, which they believed to be the ghost of James Yankee Jim Robinson, older Yankee Jim. He had early been hanged on the property for stealing a boat when it was a courthouse. So old Yankee Jim stole a boat and was hung there. So the family thought, we hear footsteps. Oh, golly, it must be good old Yankee Jim.
Well, sure. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, right. I mean, so they were already hearing stuff back then. And some visitors have said that they've seen apparitions of Thomas Whaley and his wife Anna.
See, but words are hard.
Mm-hmm. Especially when I'm saying them, they're difficult. Apparitions, Thomas and Anna Whaley. So far you got two things right there, right? You got Yankee Jim Robinson. The family saying that they heard footsteps of him. They never said they saw him. They just said they thought that the footsteps they heard
were his distinct footsteps.
Yeah. But I mean, we have owls and raccoons that get on our roof once in a while, and I'm pretty sure it's not Yankee Jim. So I'm just going to go ahead and cut it off right there and say that the Whaleys were full of garbage right there. You hear footsteps upstairs. The house is settling, man. You're an old house, right? So they can, those folks, full of it, but I'll keep moving. So tragedy has befallen this house while the Whaleys were there as well. Really sadly, and I always am the person that has to talk about dead kids, but first their young son Thomas, only 18 months old, died of scarlet fever inside the house. Pretty sad.
That's pretty unfortunate.
Always got to slap one of those on though. You always got to have a kid story in there, right?
Well, it's just you and kids. Dead kids is like a hobby to you.
Well, I'm going to make a movie called Dead Kids Society. It's like Dead Poets Society, but with kids.
And they're all just going to get up on their desks and be like, I'm dead.
I'm dead. I'm dead. And again, I think it's sad, but it's not too soon. So I think we can move on from that.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. several years later, the two Whaley daughters got married inside the home. They had two daughters. Violet, the younger of the two, married George Bertolacci. And
that's a weird name.
Bertolacci, yeah. It sounds like a good Italian name to me. Good old George Bertolacci.
One of my languages, I speak. I meet the ball, pasta.
That's, wow. Really kind of prejudiced the way you said that, Clay.
Is what I serve in Italia.
To all our Italian-American listeners and Italians across the globe, We do not condone the kind of behavior that Clay...
We enjoy a pizza.
Nice, nice.
Thank you. Mwah, mwah.
Okay, that's nice. And some Lucky Charms. You can just do the Irish too. Lucky
Whoa.
Charms.
Crossing.
I can't do an Irish accent. It sounds like a pirate every time I do it.
Right there.
I have no idea. So I'll just say I did a pirate's accent.
Also, I just kept envisioning the Lucky Charms guy when you were doing that accent.
Because it was perfect, right? It was like
they're magically delicious.
Spot on. Corned beef and cabbage.
Anyway, sorry to like derail your story there just because of someone's last name. So go ahead.
Well, it's a good name though. I like names that end in I. They have a nice ethnic ring to them, as you well know. So they gave it their best shot, Violet and George, right? But the marriage was. Just wasn't working out. They made a go of it, but it just didn't work out. And George left Violet, and she was full of despair. She was sad. Divorce was something that was shameful back in those days, and she was of shame.
Now it's like, you want to go get a milkshake? Yeah, that's about as easy as it is to divorce these days.
Yeah, it's absolutely that easy. But not for you and me, buddy. Till death do us part, right? We're not married. At home, there's nothing wrong with if Clay and I were married. We are married, just not to each other. We're married to two wonderful women who allow us to carry on with our shenanigans on a regular basis. So
I think I'm just not going to say anything about any of what you just said.
Yeah, we're not married, but we are married to two separate people, and they are wonderful women.
Anyway, the Whaley House.
The Whaley House? Yeah. Sidetrack.
San Diego? SeaWorld?
That's right.
Go ahead.
She was full of despair, though, and she became wrought with depression over the years, and she eventually shot herself directly in the chest, August 18th, 1885.
That's kind of a weird way to shoot yourself in the chest.
Little known fact, Clay, women very rarely commit suicide by gunshot, and when they do, they generally shoot themselves in the chest, not in the face, because they are vain creatures. When a woman shoots herself in the head, it looks like a suicide. Most, if I'm not mistaken, like so many people that didn't know what they wanted to do in college, I took criminology. When we see a woman who committed suicide by gunshot to her head, they automatically begin to look at it as a homicide because it's just so rare. It's something like 1%. It's really low.
Yeah, and it just seems like, I don't know, what if you like... missed and it just hurt. I mean, I'm sure it hurts to shoot yourself in the head too, but it seems like it would be quicker, or the chances of it would being quicker would be better. Wow,
yeah, I guess
words are difficult today. Dictionaries.
Yeah, I mean, you put it directly to your right in the middle of your chest where your heart is, dead center mass. You're gonna
guess.
Tell yourself.
I mean, the show painful, is
at least
called
your face.
Talk about death. Suicide. Oh, yeah.
Talk about, yeah. But anyway, there you go. So there's a little something.
So the Whaley House.
The Whaley House. I'm going to stay on track. This is, we don't have to close caption this one. This one, I can talk a little while longer. But yeah, so she shot herself in the chest, August 18th, 1885. Now, over the years, many descendants of the Whaley family lived and died in the house, including Thomas, Anna, and their children, Lillian, Thomas, another Thomas, Violet, and Francis. Now, during its it had a bunch of restoration periods where they continuously restored and fixed the house because it's an old house. Workers and visitors began to notice strange and mysterious sounds, sights, aromas, like smells, you know, like we've talked about so many times before, and other kinds of just
typical
encounters. Yeah. Typical Tish. Same stuff. I smell something. Yeah, I don't believe.
It's a dead ghost.
Yeah, I don't believe in ghost smells or ghosts. But
do you believe in smells?
I do believe in smells.
So yes. One out of the three possibilities you do believe in.
Yeah, but it's not a ghost smell. I mean, I've blamed some smells that I've made on ghosts before, but... It's or frogs.
Like when you fart and someone's in the room with you, you're just like, you guys smell that ghost?
Or I say, do you guys hear that duck? Or did you hear that frog? Yeah, something like that.
Like ghost frog, though, right? Ghost Otherwise, frog, there's no ghost connection. And I feel like there needs to be a ghost connection with smells.
Yeah, always. So they have the normal, the usual suspects as far as encounters go.
Well, so far, I think the creepiest thing about the Whaley house is that so many of the actual family members live there and then died there. Hearing footsteps and smelling noises. Well, I mean, you don't smell noises. I am all over the board today. Sorry, everyone. But anyway, I think the scariest thing so far is that's a lot of like, that's heavy. Most families move, or, you know, they don't necessarily like their kids don't grow up in the same house that their parents did type of thing. So that's just a lot of heavy emotion and life in one place. And then especially just the little one dying at 18 months and suicide, like they're not all dying exactly in a great, like, happy way. So yeah, not that anything has happened. You haven't really got to what's happening with them yet. But as far as the Whaley house itself goes, that's kind of heavy.
It is, you know, and I think that, you know, I think that the tragic backdrop, I like to weave a beautiful tapestry of imagery before I get right into the hauntings.
Talk about beautiful tapestries.
Tapestries. A web of interesting information for people to grasp onto before I get into the haunting, so they know why the place could be haunted. And then for people like me who are like, whatever, that's a bunch of garbage, there's a lot of stuff in there that's still very enjoyable and that people would like to go see. I love history. So this is something that's great for me. I think it's awesome. Some of it's sad, but awesome stories. Favorite so far is Yankee Jim, but
a lot of good stuff.
I forgot about Yankee Jim because I've been talking so long.
Now, well, let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Talk About Scary. Just remember, you can support this podcast with monthly donations. It really does help.
Over the years, many of the descendants of the Whaley family lived and died in a house, right? We talked about that.
Yeah, I just like gave a monologue about it. It was beautiful tapestry.
It was beautiful. So okay, so in like many different houses that we've talked about, haunted places, every time there's a renovation or they dig up something, all of a sudden everything is haunted. So again, the usual suspects for the hauntings: sights, sounds, smells. But one of the first ones ever recorded and one of the most well-known ghosts that has been seen in the house and on the grounds was that of Yankee Jim Robinson. I wanted to say Yankee Jim one more time. He actually died. He hung right on the spot the home was built. The home was actually built on the gallows.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe there wasn't a lot of room for land.
Who was like, you know what? We got to build a house right here.
I mean, I would have, but it's wasted space. Were you leave the gallows there? But yeah, so right where the home was built. And of course, the first people who saw that were the Whaleys, or they heard him. Others report seeing a young woman lingering on the second floor of the house. Most people think it's Violet, the daughter that shot herself in the chest, and she still appears to be consumed with sorrow. She stays close to the second floor, where she spent almost all of her time after her divorce. And then, of course, she killed herself up there, which is pretty, I don't know. Why do ghosts always seem to be just stuck on one floor or a hallway? It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me.
Well, I mean, it's the energy thing for my opinion. It's always going to be the energy thing. I think whatever they did or their last moment or something that really impacted them is what's left for other people to see. Or at least that's just kind of a really good explanation. I mean, I'm not saying when you die that you necessarily relive like your last moment over and over, but I mean, there's not really a good argument as to why she wouldn't be stuck up there. That's where she killed herself. That's where she was sad. That's where those emotions got all bottled up and then just exploded all over the walls, probably with blood and
yeah,
heart matter. But yeah, so it just kind of seems to make sense that I think that's why maybe spirits and things get like trapped in a certain place, or you know,
it's interesting. Maybe we could see Elvis's house. Maybe his ghost is confined to the toilet.
It's possible.
That would be dope. That would be awesome. If that's the case, then that'd be really awesome. And for me, then, if that's the case,
Elvis. That's my Elvis. That's my fifth language, but I'm not going to demonstrate. I just go ahead.
You mean Elvish? You don't mean Elvis. You mean Elvish?
No. I can't. Lord of the Rings. I can't speak that. I can maybe.
Lord of the Rings fan though. You're a Harry Potter fan.
I am a Harry Potter fan. I can maybe do a little Gollum though.
Really?
Yeah. Can't you? I would like to hear proof. Let's hear yours.
I can't do it at all. And I refuse to do it, by the way.
My process. Stupid hobbits. Steal that from me.
You see, that's why I didn't want to do it, because you were going to let me go first, like we do with our podcasts, and I was going to just screw up the voice, and then you were going to come in, and yours was going to be so much better.
Nail it, I believe, is the words you're looking for. Nail it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, I was trying to do that, but I just
tough
you
act
know.
To follow. I don't like to follow.
Yeah.
You either.
Shout out to Andy Serkis. So let's go.
Boom. Shout out.
The
Whaley House. So anyway, yeah. So that's, by the way, if I die, I would like to, if that's the case and that's real, then I would like to die in a movie theater so I can watch movies in my afterlife. That'd be kind of cool. But anyway.
That's a good idea. But what
My other theory is it's a crap story, and every time someone tells a garbage haunted story, it's always the same five elements. I think we should just use ghost stories and write our horror movies that way. I think we'd sell a lot more of them if we just did the same crappy story.
We probably should, but you know what would make an interesting scary movie? And what I was just going to say to your movie theater thing about how it would be cool to see movies is how you see the ghosts doing their last moment or whatever. Like they see her upstairs, maybe killing herself or just moaning up there because she's in despair. What if the reverse is opposite for the ghosts though? What if they don't see like different people or different things? They just keep seeing the same thing over and over. So you die in a movie theater, but you only get to watch the movie that you were watching. It's just like
that
on repeat.
Suck.
Yeah.
That would be horrible. That wasn't my plans at all.
There's actually an episode of American Horror Story that does a version of like being stuck in like a limbo. It's from the Coven season where they have to like do the test at the end and they have to like escape their like worst fear. And if they don't, they like relive it for like all eternity. So I'm like, well, that would suck.
That's interesting. I only got into the first season. I probably should have watched the rest of them.
Some of them are weird. Some of them are really good, though. Shout out to American Horror Story.
Boom. Anyway, the Whaley House.
The Whaley House.
By the way, one of the reasons why I don't watch a lot of that kind of stuff is because you and I, to our listeners that may not know this, which I plug it all the time, so I hope they do, we make scary movies. It's what we do in our real time. That's our day job. So I don't like to be influenced entirely by a lot of external influence, media influence. I'll watch the occasional scary movie. I usually stick to the classics. So I try to stay away from stuff like American Horror Story because I don't want to inadvertently copy something they've done. Yeah. Anyway, Whaley House. People see her spirit and her presence is felt throughout the second floor, and areas on the second floor become quite cold at times, with these cold spots people keep talking about. And they see orbs, which are dust particles on people's cameras or in front of them.
orbs have got to be like probably the dumbest haunted thing I think I can
imagine.
It is
the absolute laziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
Orbs.
If there's something that's going to show up on camera because it's like a ghost or whatever, it's not going to look like an orb.
No, and you know, you and I have done a lot of these investigations, and we've done a lot of research, and I have a bunch of videos here for our video episodes that we have that people can also look up and find on our YouTube page and probably on our Facebook page, which we'll get to that. But you know, there's a lot of videos that we'll post, and I have a bunch on my computer of actual videos of people saying I've seen a ghost, and none of them are orbs. They're like, it looks like a transparent like thing floating through the area. It looks scary. I'm pretty sure I can do the same thing on video for the most part, but some of them I can't explain. The orbs thing is just lazy though. Give me a break. If you're going to take a picture of something, at least have enough creativity to put on Photoshop, make it look good.
Yep. Please Photoshop it. Please
Photoshop it. We have to look at it. You know, please. It's lazy. You're being lazy. Orb seekers. So Thomas,
the Whaley
Anna,
House.
The Whaley House. Thomas, Anna, and several other spirits have also been felt within the home. They've been seen on stairwells and all over the property. Many have seen Thomas dressed in his frock. What is a frock? Anyway, coat and a top hat standing at the top of the stairs. So they've seen Thomas at the top of the stairs, and they've seen Violet. And Thomas is dressed in a frock. Which sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so a frock is an outer garment worn by monks and friars. Just men, a loose piece of clothing, a workman's outer shirt. They're typically worn by sailors. It looks like they sell frocks at Walmart, if you want to check it out.
Go get your frogs at Walmart. Tell them talk about scary, Sanji. You get to talk about scary Walmart / Walmart
there's
discount.
No frock discount at Walmart. Hashtag but what I don't frock. Understand is the pictures that are coming up that are ads for the article of clothing is mostly women. Oh, okay. Mm. So right here, it does say for men and women. The first definition was more men. Typically nice. Coat-like middle English. Ooh, it's been used nice. Since Middle English. So Gollum
might
have been like going around
in Walmart /. Talk about scary /. Frocks /. Talk about scary discount.
Website doesn't exist, but if you want to like buy that domain, we might be willing to work out a deal with you. So
.org.edu.
So the Whaley House.
So the Whaley House. Also, people can say they smell. Here's the old nose ghosts. Smell of French perfume, which Anna liked to wear, his wife, since I've been rambling on for so long. That was Anna's signature scent, some type of French perfume. So, people have reported lights turning on by themselves. There's been unexplained mists, and again, the trash panda of the spirit world, orbs.
You know what I find interesting, going back to the smell thing real quick before we wrap this episode up, is we did an episode before about, I think it was the St. Augustine Lighthouse, where you talked about one of the dudes that like worked on the lighthouse.
One of my favorite episodes, by the way.
Was great. He smoked cigars, though, and the smell of cigars was like, you could still smell it. It's still, to this day, one of the hauntings that people talk about with that place. And it was like over 200 years since he had passed away. And now you've got, at the Whaley House, a woman's French perfume. So why is it objects that they were using are being used? Is that supposed to be like implying that their spirits are like still doing those things in the afterlife? Like you don't ever hear about a ghost that like just never showered and smelled like BO really bad, and you can like still smell his BO to this day. You know what I mean? Like it's never the body of the person. It's always the object or the thing that they had or used that you can still smell. Like, I can imagine, like...
When I died, they're going to say that. They're going to be like, when Adam died, there was a faint smell of a hot Italian grinder and a warm outside trash can.
Yeah, sure. I guess. Or someone who, like, drinks coffee. Like, I bet you if someone, like, dies and they haunt the place and they drink coffee, like, every day, they're going to be like, it smells like Starbucks every time I sense their spirit. You know what I mean? Like, it's just an interesting...
You thing. Knew he was there because his chronic halitosis filled the air. He was a very gaseous man in life. In the afterlife, we can still smell his flatulence. It's very spooky.
Because he's dead and he still farts? Like, I thought problems were supposed to be, like, fixed in the afterlife. Like, you still got gas? Anyway.
Yeah. Well, not if you go to Valhalla. If you die and go to Valhalla, you go with all your injuries. So there you go.
That sucks.
I know. So anyway, that's what I have for you today. And I just want to say, this is my plug, the Whaley House is located at 2476 San Diego Avenue. Phone number is 619-297-7511. Or you can go visit them at thewhaleyhouse.org. The price of admission, because it's a museum now, is $8 for children, $13 for adults. And... tell them that Talk About Scary sent you and get the Talk About Scary discount.
You know what? I'm not even going to say don't do that. I'm going to say go ahead and do that so that they can be like, what is Talk About Scary? And you can tell them.
Get that Talk About Scary discount. Let them know we sent you. And that's what I have for
maybe,
your day.
Maybe they'll give you a discount. They might think something's wrong with you and you just need like a price discount. You never know.
They should. This is a good plug for them. This is a good plug, Whaley House people.
It is.
Give us some respect.
I believe, but I don't know if I think the Whaley House is haunted. I have a hard time wrapping my head around things that happen everywhere. And also, it kind of bothers me when places are turned into museums and stuff like that. I feel like it's more of just a cash grab or more about the history, and then the hauntings are just kind of thrown in there to maybe draw in a crowd that would never actually visit a museum otherwise, such as myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, or you can prove us wrong. You know, if the folks in the Whaley House want to call us out and have us stay the night, we'll be happy to stay. We'll bring up camera crew and everything. We'll stay the whole night. But I'm not afraid. But yeah, absolutely. I would love to see good old George Bertolacci. Maybe he comes by to visit once in a while. That'd be nice. Bring a nice cannoli for me.
I like the smell of French perfume. So.
Yeah, me too. I'll wear it for you next time we're on set. But that's it. That's my Whaley House presentation for you today, Clay. And for all of our listeners, thank you so much for listening.
We appreciate it. We do hope that you enjoyed it. And my Italian accent.
That's so bad.
Maybe it'll make a comeback for more episodes. Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, creep it real, everybody.